I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. Flip on the news, and whatever is being reported is likely not a positive, uplifting, or inspiring story. There is no question there is plenty of bad news out. But in the arena of global health, all things considered, there's much good news to report. A lot of progress has been made in recent years. To start with, global life expectancy has never been longer. According to data from the United Nations, someone born in 2017 can expect to live to be more than 72 years old. It's even higher in developed nations like the United States. Among the reasons behind this rise is that more expectant mothers and newborns are getting scientifically sound health care during pregnancy and after delivery. And on that note, another bit of good news, global infant and global maternal mortality rates also have both dropped to the lowest on record and continue to trend downward. Also hitting all-time lows based on some of the most recently available data, cases of new HIV infections. In addition to the new global lows to celebrate, there have been some new highs. Cancer patients are surviving more often and living longer after diagnosis than ever before. And for the first time, more than two-thirds of the world's population had access to essential health services, consisting of reproductive, maternal, newborn, and child health, as well as infectious and non-communicable diseases. Perhaps the best news is that all these wins in the arena of global health are poised to continue in a positive direction, and that's something worth reporting. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.